Why I'm here is because he's a 16-year-old boy, and because the police department has yet to really reveal any details of what actually happened that night. All they have done is release like a very vague, obscure picture of him on a staircase, and I believe that the TPD should be transparent in their actions and that this would never have happened in a suburban neighborhood with a white 16-year-old boy. And I feel like the community in general should be a lot more outraged of this happening and asking a lot more questions.
The day before the protest, Tampa police released a photograph they said was of the victim, Javon Neal, moments before he was killed. They say there's an assault-style shotgun sticking out of his shorts in the photo. Another protester, Bailey Riley, is from Occupy Tampa. She said that's not a good enough explanation for using deadly force.
That was completely and 100% misleading and unrelated to the event. I mean, if they don't have a photograph of him, you know, in that situation exactly where he is, you know, he's shooting at the police or he has a gun in his hand facing the police. They obviously took that picture from some other place in time. That situation was completely unrelated. And I'm not necessarily sure what that was supposed to do other than show people in the community that that boy once was holding a gun. So maybe that means he was holding a gun again at another point in time.
A Tampa Police Department spokesperson declined to be interviewed for this story. Instead, she referred to a letter Police Chief Jane Castor wrote to the Florida Sentinel Bulletin. In it, Castor wrote, "Deadly force is a last resort and is used only when the life of a citizen or an officer is in imminent danger. It is a tragedy that Javon Neal, a 16-year-old, would be armed with such a dangerous weapon as an assault-style shotgun." Kelsey Omaro tied the shooting in Tampa to other places where police have killed citizens, like Anaheim, California.
It's disheartening to me to see that people aren't aware of this going on in their communities and aren't concerned that this is a constant thing, and it's all over the United States, you know, not just in Tampa but in Anaheim, and there's all this police brutality without any accountability, and I don't think that's acceptable for me in living in Tampa, and I'm here to say that it's not.
And if it turns out that was a shotgun that was in his pants, would that change your mind?
No, because I believe that the TPD has been trained rightfully to deal with these situations, and I believe that violence is always the last resort. And if he was holding a shotgun to them, then they should have been able to deal with it in a proper manner, not necessarily shooting him, you know, 14 times till death.
Protester Susie Shannon thinks police need to investigate the officers who pulled the trigger.
Put together eyewitness accounts for sure, and put together as thorough an investigation as they can, not slanted toward the police version, but just to look at the whole picture fairly.